I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are getting to know one of the coaches at Knoxville High School, first-year boys basketball coach, Joel Keady. And Joel, I've known you for 6 years now, so let's get to know you a little bit better. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in upstate New York in the Albany area until eighth grade, and then both my parents got jobs and moved to Northwest Iowa in Orange City.
And what high school did you go to?
MOC Floyd Valley.
Oh, so you're a Dutchman? Is that their mascot?
Correct. I don't like saying it around these Knoxville guys, but technically, yes, I was a Dutchman.
And that is a traditional power in 3A boys basketball. You know, what experiences did you have there in high school?
Yeah, I played under some really good coaches. I had Scott Starkweather my first few years on the JV team. And then I had Lauren DeYoung, who's still there. He's still the head coach. I think it's his 35th year there, and he's now one of the most winningest head coaches in the state. And so I learned a lot from him, and he's still kind of one of my mentors that I still go to for knowledge.
Where did you go to college after high school?
I went to a junior college, Iowa Lakes in Estherville.
Did you play sports in college or just a student?
Yep, I dabbled in basketball and golf a little bit, so.
And, you know, we forget, you are the assistant boys golf coach here at Knoxville, too. How's that? That's been a very successful program here at Knoxville the last few years.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's definitely a change of pace each season. Basketball is very intense and kind of a more in-your-face style of coaching. And you get to golf season and you're kind of, you know, more relaxing the kids and helping them play their best on the course. And a lot of times that's not hyping them up. It's just relaxing them.
When did you know you wanted to get into coaching?
This is my 11th year of coaching basketball in some form, whether it be youth or high school, volunteer or paid. And I knew probably from a very early age that, you know, playing basketball or playing golf, you know, professionally or for money or anything like that as a career wasn't going to be in the cards for me. But I really wanted to give back, and I knew I had a lot of coaches that, you know, put time and effort into me even when I didn't deserve it necessarily. And so that was something that I definitely wanted to give back in whatever area that I lived.
You have a coaching mentor that you maybe even still call to this day to kind of, you know, bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, definitely my, you know, former head coach, Lauren DeYoung, has been just a great, great source of knowledge and wisdom for me, and definitely one of my role models for sure.
And, I think I know this. There is a Mrs. Keady and, a family. Tell us about it.
Yeah, my wife, Sam, she was an ER doc at the hospital here in Knoxville. And then I've got Knox is 8, and Kyla is going to be 6 pretty soon. And so we've got one boy and one girl, and they're both great.
I'll take this as a risk of someone who did not grow up in Iowa all the time. Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or is there a preference?
More so now both, but I've always kind of had a, you know, soft spot for the in-state kids, and Iowa in the past has had a few more guys from in-state that I feel like are easy to cheer for. But now Iowa's, you know, recruited a few guys with like Lipsy and stuff like that that are fun to watch. And I like both styles, and I also like watching you and I too. They have a lot of in-state kids that can really play, so good basketball.
Favorite pro sports team, or do you follow pro sports?
Yeah, I'm a big NBA fan. I really like the Knicks. They were always kind of my team growing up, back in like the Charlie Ward, Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell days, Patrick Ewing, guys like that. That's how, kind of where I started really loving basketball. And so, yeah, big NBA fan. Not so much have a favorite team for college basketball. But if I had to pick one, it'd be Syracuse, because I really started to like basketball when Syracuse won the national championship.
Your pro team is a Pacers fan. I got to take issue with that.
Yeah, and I joke around with my wife and my son Knox that during the playoffs, most of the past few years, I've been a Warriors fan because I really like Steph Curry. And the Knicks haven't made the playoffs very often, but recently they've been better, so a little more watchable.
All right, well, getting away a little bit from my non-sports, what's been the best vacation that you recall you went on?
Probably my wife and I went to Cancun last year. We never really had time to go on like an official honeymoon when we got married because she was in med school and was devoting a lot of time to that. And so we kind of, you know, just saved it up and we went to Cancun last winter, or right after basketball season, and so that was pretty fun.
Is there one place in the world that you want to travel to see?
Ooh, not necessarily. I'm pretty happy in the Midwest. Iowa's a real great place to raise a family, and we're very insulated from a lot of the things that are going on in the world right now, and so feel very blessed to be a part of Iowa.
Is there a favorite family tradition that the Keedys have?
Not really any specific, you know, tradition, but we definitely, our kids like to celebrate Christmas, obviously. So that's always a fun time of year, and they're still young enough that my wife likes to talk about Santa with them and if he stopped by overnight or whatever. And so they always get super excited and wake us up in the morning, and that's fun.
Are you active on social media? I do sometimes see your ex, you retweet some either coaches or some coaching gurus every once in a while.
Yeah, and I take a lot of stuff from Twitter. Just as kind of daily inspirational stuff. And just a lot of it is good reminders for me as I'm coaching every day myself.
What's one thing or maybe the top thing on your bucket list?
I'd like to go to the state tournament really bad in basketball. We did it in golf the past few years. That's really fun. It builds such good excitement for players and lasting memories. And my main goal is to get these guys that are players here at Knoxville to be proud of the high school that they went to and to leave here knowing that they're better people and better basketball players because of it.
Do you have a hobby that you enjoy doing?
Basketball and golf. I mean, I still play both pretty actively. Nothing beats a good pickup game of basketball, but I do like going out and playing golf with my kids.
Favorite movie? Favorite holiday?
Probably any holiday that I get to spend a lot of time with my family. I don't, you know, probably get enough family time where you're not thinking about where you got to be or what you got to do, opening up the gym, whatever. So anytime I get a couple days to spend time with my family is my favorite.
A famous person in history that you'd want to spend a day with, and they could be living or not?
Probably like a famous coach. I know like everybody talks about Coach K or Bobby Knight or something like that. Not that I'd want to copy all the same things that they do, but just to kind of see a day in their life of how they move and the things that are important to them.
And if you could time travel, when and where would you go, past or future?
You know, I try to, you know, live life with not having any regrets, and so I'd say probably in the future would be cool to kind of see what we might be up against over the next few years, but I don't know, maybe I wouldn't want to see it, maybe I'm not sure. So
that'd be some real scouting right there.
In terms of basketball, yes, let's go with the future then. Don't need to worry about the past.
Well, that second Back to the Future movie, Biff got rich because he had a scorebook from 1955 and he knew all the scores, and there you go.
Yep, good point. So we'll go with the future there.
All right, Coach Keedy, good to talk to you. Welcome, and look forward to working with you, and thanks for letting us get to know you.
Thanks for all you do, Derek. Appreciate it.